with us this morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers. Please stand with us as we start our worship service together.
Church. It's time for the announcements this morning. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournville@shaw.ca. Mournville Lines. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school is for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Our summer jam camp is happening on the third week in August, so we encourage you to sign your children up and have them invite a friend. We will be having another baptism on July 28th. If this is something you would like to know more about, contact the church office or talk to Pastor Lewis. Today is our annual church picnic. Right after church, we always have tons of food, so please stay and eat. Today is also Father's Day, so we want to honor all fathers in attendance and to ask for God's blessing upon them. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back in front of the sound booth that will pray for you. Thank you.
Let's take a minute and prayerfully prepare our hearts for worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you alone are worthy of all our praise. You created the heavens and the earth. You created us in your image, yet we choose to sin against you every day. Thank you for your mercy and your love. Thank you for your forgiveness through Jesus Christ when we ask. Lord, we thank you for fathers. Some of us have had godly fathers. Some of us have had ungodly fathers. And some of us never really had a father. But we thank you that regardless of what our heavenly fathers have been like, we can choose you as our heavenly Father. Help us to encourage the men in our lives who are following Jesus Christ. Draw their hearts to you, Lord, and mold them into the likeness of Jesus. Give them a hunger for your word. Give them a thirst for your Holy Spirit. Protect them from the evil one. Break them where they need to be broken. Encourage them where they need to be encouraged. Give them courage, wisdom, humility, and love in a world that looks down on such qualities, and help them to always keep their eyes on Jesus. For those fathers who don't know you yet, Jesus, please draw them to yourself. Convict them of their sinfulness and give them the humility to surrender their lives to you. In these days of ever-increasing evil, raise up warriors who will stand for your truth, fight the evil one in prayer, and obey your commands regardless of the consequences. Rise up, men of God. Amen. Please stand as we sing.
Rise up, all alone, have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God, His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and in the night of wrong. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up, the seize a moment. Rise up, O men of faith. Rise up, O men of God, the church for you doth wait. Her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great. Life by a cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As brothers of the Son of Man, rise up, O men of God. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. of it all. You are worthy of it all. From whom you are all things, and to you all things. You deserve the glory. Saints and angels, they bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Night and day, lanterns arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Night and day, let incense arise. See, share. darkness hide thee. Though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see.
Today, and kids, you are dismissed.
Good morning. We have some good news. Edmonton has won one game in a row. This morning, if you got up early enough, Holland won in Euro 24. So that's other good news. It's sunny today, but more the administrator makes decisions, you know, broad spectrum. So it looks like we're going to be eating inside today. You can eat outside if you want. The grass is recently cut. Here's another big thing. Miranda and Brett Woodger and their grandparents are proud to announce the arrival of a little baby boy, Cruz. He was born June 14th, so yesterday at 3 p.m., and weighed 8 pounds and 4 ounces. So that is another way we add to the church. This morning, we're going to use 2 Corinthians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, 2 Corinthians 1 to 3, it says, "All praise to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. We are a people who've experienced the mercy and comfort of God. Let us come before him now with silent expression of adoration and praise." Confession. Paul writes in chapter 3, verse 4. "We're confident because of our great trust in God through Christ. It's not that we think that we can do anything of lasting value by ourselves. Our only power and success comes from God." Does this express the true focus and attitude of our hearts and minds? Where have we placed our trust this week? Has it been in ourselves or in Christ? Let us confess these instances of selfish pride. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 17, 18. "For our present troubles are quite small and won't last long, yet they'll produce for us an immeasurable great glory that'll last forever. So don't look at the troubles that we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we've not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever." Amen. People of God, let us lift our eyes up from our many present troubles into the face of Christ. There'll be a time of unending joy, life without sorrow or pain or suffering. Let us be thankful for those things that are eternal and the glory that is working within us. Thank you, Jesus, for our breath of life. Thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for your unconditional love. Supplication, chapter 1, verse 8, 10, 11. "We were crushed and completely overwhelmed, and we thought we'd never live through it, and he did deliver us. And we are confident he will continue to deliver us. He will rescue us because you are helping by praying for us." Are we or someone around us overwhelmed and in need of a rescue? God hears our prayers. He will deliver. Let us bring our requests before him now. We pray for all our fathers, both present and elsewhere, for your hand of mercy and grace upon them, that they would seek you and they would find you. For Oliver and Michaela, for Sean and Chantel, Brian and Bev, Clay and Lauren, Dwayne and Carmen, for Judy, for Ernie, for Angel, Cynthia and Jill, Vicky and Donald, Lou and Harold, for Corrine and Isaac, for Tamley's family, Matthew and Trina, some of the places around the world, United Kingdom, Vietnam, Yemen, Israel, Gaza, Haiti, Sudan. God, we pray for peace in these countries. For Canada and United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we cannot solve, the things that we realize that are out of our control, but they aren't out of yours. And so we come to you, our good and great God, to ask you to do what we cannot do. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So one of the first things I taught my grandson was to say amen. So if you hear amen during the service, that's probably Ezra. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Today's scripture is Lamentations 3:19-33. The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord, and it is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of his discipline. Let them sit alone in silence beneath the Lord's demands. Let them lie face down in the dust, for there may be hope at last. Let them turn the other cheek to those who strike them and accept the insults of their enemies. For no one is abandoned by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion because of the greatness of his unfailing love. For he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow. Amen.
Please stand as we continue to worship in song.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. Tell me that you're pleading that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before say a word. Good, good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To explain.